Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Charlotte Flows. Hi and welcome to Charlotte Flows. Here we are, another week and another opportunity to step out of the doing of life and into the being of life. It's a pocket of time where I share my musings, learnings and discoveries on living life by my design and hoping that the things posed will get you asking that same question of yourself. Are you living your life by your design? I hope you enjoy the show. So this week is going to be the start in what I hope might become a little mini-series around volunteering. I think we might have talked about it in the past. It's no doubt weaved its way in with the different things I get involved in. But June has been National Volunteer Month. We had a volunteer week, where it's a dedicated focus, but I believe it is actually a month-long campaign by Volunteer New Zealand. And definitely in my work at Heartlands, we used it as a focus to reference the volunteers and community, which I believe are, you know, a backbone part of the various communities within the Wairarapa. They are what make things happen. They are what gets things done. And, you know, I've been passionately volunteering for many years now, it feels like. My journey began up in Auckland at a time of life where I was having big life changes, and the garden, which was a new project and a fledgling thing, I saw a poster one day coming out of the cinema about this community garden and thought, I'll find out more. Went to the inaugural meeting and that was it. Hook, line and sinker, I was in. And something somebody said this week at a volunteer morning tea event I attended pointed out that volunteering means you cross paths with people you wouldn't have done otherwise. We were all there for the same reason. The call of the community garden had drawn us there, so there was something that we felt called to follow up on. Whether we were keen gardeners, or whether we wanted to learn, whether we felt that gardening or learning in a space with community would be good. Something that was pitched in that initial poster comms hooked us and got us there. But yes, I agree that the people you meet when you're volunteering, you wouldn't necessarily come across in other parts of life. They may not be the people you would have worked with, definitely usually a mix of ages. So people you definitely may not have associated with. And that's what's beautiful. So like I say, the community garden up in Auckland came to me at a life-changing moment. And it was a place where I healed, I guess, from some of the aspects of that change and processed and went on to bloom, ironically, was the word that came to me when I was jotting down some notes. And bloom in a space that I'd never been in before. Now, when I look back even further and dig a little bit deeper, I'd been involved and knew the magic of community. I had been involved in a group which was set up where I come from in Shropshire by a group that were older than me, but set up a youth club. Really neat group of humans, one of which is my best friend, Nettie. And this youth club I was in for the youth aspect. I was a youth, but became part of the leader structure in that space with two other girls my age. And so there was the team that sort of drove the entity, the volunteers, tried and true, that had brought this idea to fruition. Then we'd gone along and we were part of the team that sort of led. I suppose we were the older kids and supported that. And I think it was probably that group that really made me realise the magic in that. We would go out on adventures and do these cool things. But then even saying that, if I dig a little bit deeper, I was a brownie and a guide. And that, again, is a group, an after-school activity as such. But you are presented with a situation of a mixed group of people. You're all doing different things. So it's different to the sport arena, which I was definitely never part of. But it was an after-school activity which brought you into a social environment with other children, and you were doing really different things. With Brownie and Guide, you were working towards badges, you were doing challenges, you were going on camps. There was a real outdoor element. And so I think, you know, that environment which I loved and thrived on, and I know we've talked about why isn't life a little bit more like that, was probably the foundation. Youth club sort of gave me totally that, the power of doing cool things with a random group of people, a mixture of people, mixture of ages, mixture of experiences, how much fun that can be. And then there was a period where none of that featured in my life, where, you know, you enter the workforce, so you're working, you're entering into relationships, you're doing all of that grown-up stuff in that 20s, late teens, early 20s period, that prescribed stuff of life. Then I come to New Zealand, and I'm still not doing that because I'm on this big adventure. But then life changes, and the call to an entity with a mix of people, new connections, a new focus was strong. And like I say, it was that place where you could heal, bloom, learn. And it's these places, these spaces that are created in the volunteering world are also a place which opens your mind to new perspectives, because you're mixing with different people. You're having interesting conversations while, you know, while I was digging or compost turning or harvesting or seed sowing, you're having these interesting conversations, or you're listening to things. And it just opens your mind into new ways of thinking, new thoughts, which I think is so unique and beautiful. And why volunteering is a gift that is as much about you giving as it is about what the actual act of volunteering gives you. This was touched on at the little ceremony I went to, where I was very lucky to be noted in amongst the volunteers for here in Martinborough in the Wairarapa, to have an acknowledgement for things done. And that is beautiful, and it was very special, and it was a big surprise. But what I have learnt about volunteering is it's a collective effort. So although I was the person that people thought of in the moment, I am one of many. And as May Croft put it in her speech that she did on the at the event, somebody who I've grown to know a lot more over my last year and really respect and am learning from, in that it is the movement that is behind you, because all of these like-minded people, you go as an individual, and then when you join more individuals, you become a movement. And when she spoke about this, it really resonated with me. So although I went up to receive my certificate with huge amounts of gratitude and surprise, I suppose now is an opportunity to acknowledge that it isn't just Charlotte Harding out there. It is all of the people that in effect buoy me to do what I do and keep doing the volunteering I do and get involved in the projects I do, because it's the camaraderie and the companionship and the collective effort that is why you do it, because together we can do amazing things. And that's what volunteering can bring. you can make change, you can create things. When I did the project for the pump track here with the Martinborough Youth Trust, I have never achieved anything so big, and I am so incredibly proud of being part of that project. To see something so tangible, a built pump track asset in life and being used and being enjoyed and having kids comment to you about it is just so amazing. And that is what it's all about, sort of doing that. That was, you know, it is ticked every box. It was the biggest and longest drive to a project I have ever done, although I've been involved in groups for as long. But it was such a different thing to actually be trying to build something tangible as big as that. But we did it, and it's amazing. And I am so proud. And so that is what drives me. To know that I can do that, it's what's next. And knowing that the army of people that supported, that were part of that movement, part of that volunteer effort. If I can be part of leading that to the next project, then that's a great thing. I'll take a wee break here, and then I'm going to touch on a couple of things that were spoken about at the volunteer morning tea I attended, and a few more thoughts on all the magic it brings. Enjoy. we were at this morning tea, and there were two speakers, May Croft from the Social Crust, Martinborough Greytown Food Bank, and Op Shop that is Priceless on Princess. Her and her husband lead that movement. And there was this beautiful young lady, Ariella, who got up to speak as a volunteer firefighter. Now, what really sort of wowed me about this was Ariella is only 18, has currently been volunteering for the fire service for 2 years. Her story was that her dad, who'd been a long-term, many, many years volunteer at the fire brigade in Greytown, here in the Wairarapa, had inspired her. She had grown up watching him go out to calls and didn't rebel against it, but saw it as, that is something I want to do. And spoke so beautifully for somebody so young about that inspiration, but about how much she embraces and loves the element of being of service to community. And obviously, volunteering in this space is a next level step of volunteering. I am wowed by the people that are in the space, our volunteer fire service. They are true heroes. The things that they no doubt see and have to deal with when people are having the worst of days, and they are there to be of service, to help, to try and get them out of a hole, be it a fire or all sorts of emergencies that these guys have to deal with. And they're volunteers. And I think that is truly amazing. And what really is lovely is to see these young people stepping up to that. There's been a couple of others that I've witnessed over the last year being aware of people's children growing up and doing these kinds of things. But to hear Ariella was just beautiful. And I hope that in the future we'll be able to get her online to have a wee chat, because I'd love her to be part of my series in this space. And then, of course, as I said, May Croft spoke. She brought on that movement idea, which really resonated with me. She also touched on that volunteering, you can go with a view to help make a difference, like you're going to help something, it's, you know, this is what you're going to do, but that it is what you give back. And she referenced that she had had that experience in her own life with volunteering, and so that was really beautiful, and I resonated with that, as I said in the first half of the show, with the community garden. She then told this beautiful, beautiful story that will stay with me for always, I think, about scones. And May was such a great speaker, absolutely amazing. And, you know, she can tell a great story. And she told this story about the scenario back in COVID. She picked up her friend who was visiting, and as they drove into Martinborough, the announcement about lockdown came in. And there was a choice to be made. Did she stay here in lockdown, or did May turn around, get her back to the airport and her to get home? And the choice was to stay. And in doing so, they decided to become the best scone baker, scones for me, so I'll stick with it, scone makers in the world. You know, some people did sourdough, but these ladies decided to go scones. And May had apparently got a friend that she believed was the best scone maker and rang her up for some advice. And so they got the advice from the friend, and they'd have this competition or quest to be the best scone makers. And so we're sort of merrily working their way through. I'm not sure who was eating all these scones, because there would have been a fair amount. But then came a moment where May was saying something wasn't going right. So she called her friend again, and she gave her this hot tip. When you're baking scones, that you need to put them close together on the baking tray. Then, as things heat up, as they do, they will push together, lean on each other, and rise up together. And that's it in a nutshell. Mace was a little bit more eloquent, but that's what I heard, took away and scribbled down afterwards, because it was so beautiful, and such, as May was bringing in, such a good analogy for volunteering, because that's what you do come together in a group, in your movement, wherever it may be, and you jostle along and you're doing this good stuff, and then things get heated, you know, with whatever the situation is, you know, whether you be feeding people that are struggling and haven't got enough, and that need is growing, you're fighting fires, all of the different ways that amazing volunteers do the work. But you come together and you rise together and you achieve the goal of helping and supporting other people. And isn't that just so beautiful, but the thing of life? So there was this, it was a beautiful morning, it was a beautiful moment. And of course, the most beautiful thing was to be in a room of people that do amazing things in community. And, you know, we are abundant in the Wairarapa. I know that each council had one of these events. And, you know, I was thinking, we were at Heartlands where I'd been working. We'd done a bit of a thing and we were using the reference of the people that use our space. So Age Concern, Hospice Wairarapa, Digital Seniors. But the list goes on. And then I was thinking about groups I'd been involved with. So I was obviously, the first group was Toy Library, you know, dabbled with supporting the community garden here when they were establishing. Volunteer reading group at the school that I'd have been involved in. Skyline Challenge, Rotary Martinborough Fair, Lions, Pump Track, Martinborough Youth Trust, mural activities around town. It's just endless. And, you know, it doesn't even scratch the surface. We've got the men's shed, there's Meals on Wheels, there's the visitor services, the health shuttles, the play groups. It's just abundant, the workings of life that rely on volunteers. And it was heartening to see Ariella as a young person stepping into that space, because I hope that my son sees me doing these things. And I think we talk enough about, you know, there's the work that mom goes to get paid, and then the other things are my community things. There's other things that, you know, the pump track was a community thing, so that's for that. And I think he's aware of the difference, but I hope I'm showing him a shining example, hopefully, of how important this is and what it gives you. Hopefully he won't simply think of it as something that he's dragged around to do, and that he gets benefits from that by way of things like pump tracks. But yeah, when you stop and think, and maybe that's what I'd love you to do, either pat yourself on the back for being a volunteer, if you're in that space. Is it something you've thought about? And maybe even just sit with a cuppa and think about the many, many, many groups there are that are volunteer-led. I know through my work here, we've had a conversation around, you know, sometimes you have people that are keen to do something but don't know what to do, that don't have oodles of time to be able to go to an entity and run a session or things like that. But trust me, organisations that thrive on volunteers, there's always a million jobs. I can remember when I was involved in Toy Library and we broke down the things, you know, there's often groups that need grant writers or social media experts. Then there's the people that actually do the sessions. But people usually will find their way. And if you've got a skill and you want to give back to community, there's a million ways how you can do it. So ponder that. Ponder who's out there. Who would you volunteer for? What would sing to you if you were to help? If you were to carve out some time to give, where would it be? What would you'd like to do? And maybe it's simply that, exploring what it would be that you think you would like to do. And maybe it's not now. Maybe it's in the future. I like to think that my volunteering life will be something that's always with me, but I think it will evolve with ages and stages. Definitely at the moment I'm still in the space where, having a young child, you're sort of wanting to give back to that space and grow the things that have been seen to be potential gaps. help at the school a little bit. I was loved doing my reading group. It was the one thing I couldn't do much at school, but I did a beautiful sort of 40-minute session one day a week, just listening to children read. And that was just so cup-filling, so lovely to know that you were helping just be there for a space to just support reading practice. So it can be so little things, but so many opportunities, and it's simply just sometimes a way of chatting with people, what they do. Because sometimes people beaver away doing lots of things and it isn't necessarily talked about. So bring it up with your group of friends next time. Explore, see what people are up to, see where people need help. But for that, just a highlight of volunteering, I hope to get both May and hopefully Ariella on the show to talk about this, because they were so great to listen to and so inspiring. I'd quite like to take this a bit further. So we'll see if in the coming weeks we can be joined by inspirational people and talk about this further. But for now, have a great week. Look forward to talking to you soon. Take care.